And I'd like to welcome Rob DeWalt. He is with the Pasa Tiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexico. He's with us every Friday speaking of the arts. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Marianne Redding is curator of photography at the New Mexico History Museum. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. Now, there is an amazing exhibition that's opening on Sunday, opening to the public on Sunday. There's a members opening tomorrow. What's it all about?
There are two exhibitions, actually. The one that I curated is Contemplative Landscape, and it's looking at how communities of faith ritualize a landscape through their spiritual practice, whether it's their art, the architecture, the people that inhabit that landscape.
And it's all black and white photography.
It's all black and white photography, yes it is.
And so I guess it feels like one exhibition, but it really is two, but they're in the same room. There's another exhibition of calligraphy.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that one.
That is St. John's Bible. The two shows together are Illuminating the Word, St. John's Bible, and the Contemplative Landscape. St. John's Bible was commissioned by the Benedictine Abbey in Colville, Minnesota, St. John's, hence the name St. John's Bible. But we have 22 huge vellum sheets that are done, hand done in calligraphy, and they're beautiful in the old tradition of the monastic contemplation of the written word. Beautiful, illuminated pages that are hand-drawn, gold leaf, they're just gorgeous.
I have to say, I went up there yesterday just to check it out before talking to you today, and one cannot believe that any calligrapher using this Chinese ink and an actual quill, a feather quill, can do this. It reminded me of the Buddhist monks who do those sand mandalas and don't make any mistakes. It is absolutely insane and gorgeous.
But when actually in the pages, when they do make a mistake, that's called marginalia, and they will draw a little side drawing of a bird or an insect, and they'll correct it on the page.
It's like a little asterisk almost, saying, okay,
this is a mistake, and we acknowledge it, and we'll make art out of it, which is really wonderful. And in the middle of the gallery, we've created a meditation space. I think you were in there yesterday, but you'll see the two shows, and they're integrated in the gallery. In the center, there's a stone fountain and four benches and a waterfall, so that
and
you
those
have
dark
a place
river rocks
and the dark river rocks and the phases of the moon around the outside, so you have a place to sit and contemplate, which is really great.
It's a wonderful exhibition. Now, the public opening is Sunday afternoon.
Sunday afternoon from 2 to 4 o'clock. And Tony O'Brien and Christopher Merrill will be doing a book talk and a book signing for Tony O'Brien's new book, Light in the Desert, Photographs from the Monastery.
And we talked to him just the other day on this program. And Christopher Merrill, wonderful writer, poet. And there's also a members exhibition, and I wasn't going to announce it, but then people, if they want to be members, can show up, become members, and go to the members exhibition.
Absolutely.
I mean, opening.
Yes. If you look in Pasa Tiempo, there's a phone number and an extension to call for more information about the members opening tomorrow night, which starts at 5 o'clock.
Marianne Redding, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.
Rob DeWalt, we're getting a little bit of a late start today because we wanted to fit in Hughes Winborn, but that was worth it.
That was totally worth
it.
Yeah, I don't want to talk faster just to fit stuff in. Besides, I'm half asleep. So.
Okay, well, let's make it succinct. Santa Fe Film Festival. I went to the opening last night.
You did.
It was so wonderful. I just couldn't believe it. And we talked about Marathon Boy this morning. And
great movie.
Great movie. The movie Capsulas is at 4 o'clock at the CCA. We talked about that the other day. It's the film by Guatemala's only woman filmmaker.
Ah.
And it's actually very low budget. It's very good. So much more. So just basically go hang out at the Santa Fe Film Festival, ladies and gentlemen.
Absolutely. And then there's Santa Fe Independent Film Festival.
Yes.
Santa Fe Film Festival and Santa Fe Independent Film Festival. There's great coverage in the Pasa Tiempo today. I covered the Santa Fe Independent Film Festival, and Mr. Robert Knott covered the Santa Fe Film Festival.
Ah, so what are some of the highlights of the Independent?
Some of the highlights of the Independent, if I can find the page that I just dog-eared 5 seconds ago and then lost. Let me find it. Okay.
You find it. Let me also tell you, somebody just came up to me whose film, The Encore of Tony Duran, is the closing movie at the Santa Fe Independent Film Festival. And closing night at Warehouse 21, Sunday at 7 o'clock, is the movie. And it's closing night with Elliot Gould.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Elliot Gould.
The Elliot Gould will be here. Is that right?
Yeah.
In real
wow,
life.
Is that what it says?
It says this on the piece of paper that I'm looking at.
I'd love to meet Elliot Gould.
Yeah.
I'd love to. There's a lot of great films in Santa Fe Independent Film Festival this year. The highlights include A White Knight, which is part of the comedy program. And it's being shown with a great short called Hold the Mayo. And Hold the Mayo is a...
I saw that. That's gross.
It's awesome. Blood and mayonnaise. That's all I'm going to say about it. There's some capsule reviews of select films from both festivals in Paso Tiempo today. Some of the ones that I'm really looking forward to though, include, of course, Hold the Mayo. And the partner with which it is being screened, White Knight, which stars Tom Sizemore and Hector Jimenez. You might remember Hector from Nacho Libre. Okay. Yeah. I mean, the guy's just hilarious. And who else is in this? Oh, Stacy Keach. And it's great. It's about this grand dragon of the Texas Ku Klux Klan who gets sent to prison, to a sort of a labor camp, a labor farm. And he's basically put in a cell with this fellow, you know, and he's, you know, this Mexican fellow, and that doesn't really make him very happy, but the warden is sort of determined to change this guy's mind. And in the meantime, this Klansman falls in love with a Mexican cleaning lady who works at the prison farm, and that is screening at noon on Saturday, October 22nd, also at Warehouse 21. There's a great, really heart-wrenching film. I think it's one of the most like emotionally dense films at the festival this year, called The Welcome, and it's a documentary about all these veterans from Iraq and Afghanistan and Vietnam that got together in 2008 at a retreat near Ashland, Oregon, and they sort of learned how to sort of deal. Talk about what happened to them there, and talk about their post-traumatic stress disorder. It's a really emotionally powerful film, and it's also a great tribute to our men and women in uniform. And that is playing at noon on Friday today, at October at Warehouse 21. Excuse me.
Excellent.
So there's more capsule reviews. I haven't seen a lot of the films for the Santa Fe Film Festival because I've been working on the Independent Film Festival.
Right.
But some of the highlights that Robert Knott talks about include Marathon Boy.
Yes.
Wild Horses and Renegades.
Yes.
Did you see?
Yes.
Did you watch that?
It's very good.
And A Useful Life.
I haven't seen that.
Slow and Quiet, black and white drama.
Oh, right. That's yes. About a guy who's his movie theater closes, and so he has to actually learn to live in the real world instead of in the movie world.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
you can go live in the movie world and pretend to be living the real world with him while he lives the real world.
And that one is, I believe that's screening today at 12:30 p.m. at The Screen.
Yep.
Right over there in the College of the Santa Fe University of Art and Design.
And I'm going to the Shorts program at 11:45. Linda Carfagno came up to me last night and said that she has a short film in there, and she's a lovely photographer around town. So I thought, oh, go see her film, local gal. And... but, yeah, there's some good shorts, too.
Very good shorts.
Santa Fe Film Festival. And so the other reason to go to Santa Fe Film Festival, besides that it's really good and you'll have a wonderful time, and it's so well curated. I mean, you know, Brent Cleaver and Diane Schneier-Perrin did an amazing job, is that if you go support it, then it'll be here next year.
Right. Right. That's the best way to do it.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know how things work at the Santa Fe Film Festival, but, you know, the Santa Fe Independent Film Festival tends to just operate, and they depend on ticket sales for their sort of core budget. You know, show up, you know, go next year because there's not going to be no films, right?
Exactly.
Right. And, hey, this one probably grabbed your attention, the Sweet Salsa event.
Yes, I'm going.
You are going?
Of course.
Now, when is that? That's
That's tomorrow night at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center.
Yes.
It's a fundraiser for the CCA, and it features a salsa dancing, a salsa dance contest, chocolate, martinis, and mojitos.
And food by La Boca.
Yeah. You can't go wrong with any of those things. Any one of them individually is enough. All of them put together are an embarrassment of deliciousness.
Yeah. You can find tickets at the CCA website, ccasantafe.org. There's a link to the Sweet Salsa event on there. You can also call 982-1338 for more information. This is going to be a great event. They have Savor, Cuban ensemble.
Also known as Savor.
And they're going to have a DJ, and they're going to have an MC. So, you know.
I'm an MC.
I talked to Sandra Napua, who is the CCA administrative manager, a couple of days ago, and she said that tons of people have already signed up for the contest.
Oh, good.
And a lot of couples from Albuquerque. So,
yeah.
If, you know.
There was this couple that used to come down from Colorado. They used to just go to salsa dance contests and try to win. It was sort of like, you guys, that's just scamming.
How nice. I mean, that must be nice to be able to just do that, though.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like, you know, let the local people have their contest.
Yeah, I know. It's like an architect traveling all over the world and doing sandcastle competitions. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's not fair.
And we do have some local people who can hold their own, so that's good too.
Yeah. Let's see. Tons of other stuff going on. Moby Dick, one of my favorite tribute bands. Excuse me. Led by Michael Baker and Andrew Prim. They are a Moby Dick is a Led Zeppelin tribute band.
Nice.
And they don't pull the wigs out that much, but they got them out, and they're performing at the Underground with Chongo at 9 p.m. tonight. And the Underground is, of course, inside Evangelo's, downstairs. Interesting band. Low cover charge. It's pretty much a 21 and over show, obviously.
Excellent.
Because it's at a bar. But it's going to be awesome. And what else? Ooh, Deer Tick. Deer Tick, sort of a folk rock band, is going to be playing at Santa Fe Soul Stage and Grill on Thursday the 27th at 7:30 p.m. I believe doors open at 6 and tickets are available at the Lenzik box office, 988-1234. And, of course, we have lots of openings. Well, not a lot.
Before we say the openings,
yeah.
Can I let you know, let people know that on Monday at 6 o'clock at the Center for Contemporary Arts, David Barsamyan, host of Alternative Radio, is going to be at the CCA talking at 6 o'clock. And he was recently deported from India because his journalism was apparently a threat to the nation of India. He was reporting on what was going on in Kashmir. So he will be here on Monday.
I
very,
heard
very important.
Him.
And Tuesday, Juan Gonzalez of Democracy Now! Is going to be here at the Armory for the Arts talking about his new book. And that's a KSFR event.
And where's that?
It's at the Armory for the Arts on Tuesday the 25th at, Marilyn, help me out. I think it's 7 o'clock. It's either 7 or 7:30. I'll find that out.
this is the last weekend for two things. The Arcos Dance Company. It's the dancers ages 14 to 25. This is the last weekend to see performances of The Raven, Liquid Days in Four Parts, and Dream a Little Dream of Me.
Yes.
And that's 7 p.m. There's a performance at 7:30 p.m. tonight at the Moving People Dance Performance Space over there on Pacheco Street.
Excellent.
If you call 473-7434, you can find tickets. And it's also the last weekend for Flamencas.
Yes, and that is a very good show, the one at the
mm-hmm.
Lodge.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's at the Lodge. There's a performance tonight at 8:30 p.m. There's tickets available at the Lenzik.
And the name of the main performer is?
I don't. Antonio Granjero?
Granjero, that's right. And he is amazing. They're all good, but he's out of this world.
And the Entre Flamenco Company as well.
Yep. By the way, Juan Gonzalez on Tuesday, co-host of Democracy Now!, Tuesday at the Armory for the Arts here in Santa Fe, 7:30 p.m. And I'll be introducing him. And he'll be doing a book signing, and his new book is really, really, really good.
In tandem with the film festivals, on Sunday the 23rd, we have an event called Jazz from the Silver Screen. Arlen Asher and Dave Anderson on woodwinds, and Robert Fox on piano, Richard Snyder on bass, and Cal Haynes on the drums at 4 p.m. Sunday at the Santa Fe Center for Spiritual Living over there on Camino de los Marques. And you can get tickets by calling 988-1088. Jazz from the Silver Screen. I'm trying to think of really, really topical films with lots of jazz in them.
Yeah, I'll try to think too. Yeah. And while we think, let me let you know that there's a book launch for the 30th annual Dixon Studio Tour commemorative book, Creating Art and Community, with readings by Stan Crawford, Harvey Frauenglass, Esteban Arellano, Michael Johnson, and Michael Wildgoose. That's at Collected Works Bookstore, October 22nd. That's tomorrow at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Neato. Hey, Day of the Dead is right around the corner.
Yeah.
And this is a great family event. I'm going to try and get the God Kids to this on Sunday if I have time. There's a Sugar Skull Decorating Workshop over at Traveler's Market in DeVargas Center. And there is a prize for the skulls. And if you call 989-7667, you can find out more info. Again, that's 2 p.m. on Sunday. And then the following week, there's a great Day of the Dead event at El Museo de Cultural, which you will hear more about from me next week.
Excellent. Now, I got an email from a drummer named Al Fayette, and he and Jeff Sussman are doing an event called Drum is the Voice of the Trees tomorrow at the Armory for the Arts at 7:30 in the evening. It's their 14th show. They've been doing it since 1992. So check that out.
They've been doing this show since 1992?
Apparently.
Jeff Sussman, Al Fayette, Hidden Whale, Ink on Paper, Smokin' Bocce Tycho, all kinds of people.
Okay.
In that event. That's at what? That's at Candyman? Yeah.
I thought it said Armory.
Oh, no, you're right. It's at the Armory. Tickets are available at the Candyman.
All right.
That's right. That sounds like fun. Since 1992, how come I don't remember this event?
I don't know. But when I was in 1992, I was living in an apartment on top of the storage garage behind the diaper service, and he would practice in one of those open storage garages, and he was really getting better. It was cool.
Really? So you got to listen to him progress?
I listened to a lot of drum kit, yes, ladies and gentlemen.
That explains it.
Did you talk about El Maison Burt Dalton Trio with
No.
Miles Jaramillo and John Bartlett? That's Saturday, tomorrow from 7:30 to 10:30 at El Maison.
There's also a percussion clinic, I think, in sort of conjunction with this by Jeff Sussman, and that's at 3:30 p.m. In Benildes Hall, which is at the O'Shaughnessy Performance Space, the Santa Fe University of Art and Design. That is at 3:30 p.m. today, and you can call 984-1799 for more info. So you can move in, and then you can take a workshop, and then you can move in next to Mary Charlotte and bang your drums.
Yeah, there you go. Might not be as good in where I live now, but, you know, and when I lived on top of one of those do-it-yourself storage garages, and it was so great because you could make all the noise you wanted, and it wasn't a residential neighborhood. Anyway, just more a little more Burt Dalton. Sunday at 3 o'clock, he and his trio will be at the First United Methodist Church in Albuquerque, and then Thursday of next week from 7 to 11, they'll be at Vanessi.
Ah. Mm. The Spirit of the Bee.
Yes, that's this weekend.
Beekeeper, educator Deborah Roberts and Laguna Santo Domingo Pueblo storyteller farmer Larry Littlebird are going to be talking, I assume, about bees. And that is 2 to 4:30 p.m. at the O'Keefe Theater at the Museum of Indian Arts and Culture.
Yes.
On Sunday.
Yep. Good and stuff. I had them on the radio. Lovely, beautiful people.
We did.
Talking about beekeeping from really more of a humanistic and spiritual point of view.
Neato. Hey, have you heard about this new business in town called Bistro?
You keep saying neato.
I know. It's my buzzword for the day.
Uh-huh.
You're going to hear it all
buzzing
over now.
Buzzing like bees?
Uh-huh.
You're
catching on. Have you heard about this new business in town?
No.
It's called Bistro, and I don't think they've formally launched yet. But it's the store that's going to be downtown, and they're going to sell products that have a bee connection, and they also are going to make soups and sandwiches, and they will deliver in the Paseo Loop. And I think if you go to Bistro, BEESTRO.com, you can find out a little more information. But it's a really neat idea.
I have another event here, which isn't really speaking of the arts, but there's an informational meeting on Tuesday, October 25th, to introduce BEAR, B-E-A-R, an intensive outpatient treatment program for young people struggling with alcohol or drug addiction. And Dr. Lorraine Friedel and partners from the Santa Fe Mountain Center are going to be there. It's Tuesday from 11 to 2. At the Team Builder's office. For more information, call 471-5006. You can go to teambuilderscounseling.org.
Can you believe that Buck is still going strong in theaters?
That's amazing.
That's
a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful thing. There are lots and lots of films to be seen this weekend.
Besides the Santa Fe Film Festival and Santa Fe Independent Film Festival?
Well, I mean, you could just do that, but you could go see Laughing in the Darkness, which is a great documentary about, if I mispronounce the name, forgive me, Sholem Aleichem.
Mm-hmm.
And he is the, he created the characters made famous in the musical Fiddler on the Roof. And there's a documentary. And it got a sort of a favorable capsule review in Pasta Tiempo, and that's playing at CCA Cinematheque. And at 4:30 p.m. on Sunday, October 23rd only.
Okay.
So
And also Sunday, October 23rd at 1 o'clock in the Whole Foods Community Room, writers read, including Barbara Mayfield from her book, The Magical Mrs. Iptweet and Me. And, oh, God, there's so much more that we didn't get to. It always happens like that.
I know.
New Mexico Dogs, for example, October to New Mexico. Go to NewMexicoDogsDeserveBetter.org. There's another event tomorrow. But, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. Rob DeWalt is with the Paso Tiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexico. He's with us every Friday, just about, speaking of the arts. And it's great to have you here.
I won't be here next week.
You
won't.
Did
you get my email? Oh, it's my birthday.
Happy birthday. I'm taking a day off.
I'm staying. I'm going to 10,000 Waves, and I'm going to stay in a hotel in Santa Fe.
How beautiful.
The luxury.
Will we have the fabulous Robert Knott?
I'm going to poke at him today and see if he will come in. And
can I poke at him?
Yes.
We're streaming live on the web at KSFR.org, podcasting at SantaFeRadioCafe.org. Thanks to Dot Foil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at Facebook.com/RadioCafe. My email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, then local news, then jazz. Hey, I upgraded my website a little bit, so you can go look at that, santaferadiocafe.org. And we will see you next week. Have a wonderful day. Hasta la vista. Ciao.
Bye.